Thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Moscow today. They are angry over a new Russian law that bans Americans from adopting Russian orphans. Demonstrators say there aren't enough homes in Russia for orphaned Russian children, and the legislation hurts them. Russian lawmakers drafted the bill in retaliation after the United States passed a law targeting Russians accused of human rights abuses. Thousands of people marched in Paris today against same-sex marriage. People set off from three different places in the French capital and headed for the Eiffel Tower. French President François Hollande has promised to change the law so that gays and lesbians can marry. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A U.S. Navy sailor has been arrested by Japanese police, accused of breaking into a local home and violating his curfew. John Matthews reports from Tokyo on the newest strain in relations with Japan.
Recent months have been riddled with allegations of misconduct by deployed soldiers, igniting protests and leading to a countrywide curfew for all 50,000 Japan-based personnel. Now, local police say they have arrested an inebriated Petty Officer Richard Lawton near his base in Yokosuka, just south of Tokyo. According to local media, the police were called after Lawton broke into a residence early Sunday, local time. Lawton claims he was staying with friends before flying back to the U.S. and that he entered the wrong home. Although the incident was nonviolent, it is expected to put a small strain on relations as the effectiveness of the three-month-old curfew is questioned. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
This is the first anniversary of the sinking of the cruise ship, the Costa Concordia. The ship cruised too close to an Italian island last year and capsized. The accident killed 32 people. Today, relatives of the victims are on the island. They unveiled a memorial plaque during a ceremony today.